This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
One other aspect to this case that's been getting some attention, and I think I know what your response is going to be. It has a lot to do with who's on top and leadership. I'm talking about the police department, the sheriff's department, actually. Somehow, accidentally, the sheriff accidentally posting a picture of the corpse of Maddie Soto on his personal Instagram page. It appears, if one were just to dissect this and make a easy observation, he accidentally clicked another picture. He had posted one, I believe, of some sort of gathering he was at, with a caption that reflected that gathering. And then, oops, there's another picture here. And it was a picture of the body. Very quickly erased, very quickly apologized for. But this was on his personal Instagram page. I think what's disturbing to me is the ease at which an image like that was accessible to jump up on Instagram by, you know, oops, my thumb slid a little bit too far and highlighted another picture. What are we dealing with here, with that being so easy to have happen?
What's it doing on his personal cell phone?
That's the question.
Yeah. That's abhorrent to me. That's a breaking of every protocol. I mean, there needs to be action taken against him for that. I don't know what that action is, but that's not what you do. I mean, the mixing and mingling of evidence like that, you don't do it because it's just is the most inappropriate, against all guidelines and fairness you could possibly have. So no, that's disgusting.
No, I mean, it's kind of amazing. There was another moment as well where another member of the sheriff's department posted a selfie with the perpetrator here, Stefan, when he was on his perp walk. It was kind of, I'm in the background, or I'm in the front, he's back there walking. Very much criticized. That was pulled down as well. We had two incidents on social media within hours of one another from members of that sheriff's department. Is this just like, there's no rules here, or no protocol in place for how we're handling images or what we're okay with putting out?
So I guarantee you there's rules about it.
Okay.
At least if there's not, I'll be shocked. So let's examine. So now I'll really put my loving behavior hat on, especially when it comes to leadership. Leadership is in service of others, not in service of self. These actions were in service of self. So they're not actually acting as leaders in these moments. And when we're assessing the people in our lives, we need to really assess, are you a me former or are you an informer? Was that information put out to celebrate themselves, or was it to help and educate others? That is completely self-serving in what they were doing. They're caught up in the cult of more and the disease of comparison. And when you have leaders in your organizations, institutions, and people that you're placing trust in that are placing a higher priority on themselves and not the public trust, you have an issue in that. And especially if you have a pattern of two, you know, instances, that means there's more. That's the tip of a mindset that needs to be radically adjusted, that we need to serve the public trust so that people feel safe in calling us in to keep them safe. And when that starts eroding, as we've talked about, whether it's Delphi or any other of these cases, when you start eroding the public trust in our people, as well as our institutions, that's when chaos reigns.
Yeah. I mean, is there ever a reason why the sheriff would have evidence photos on his phone? I don't know. This is nothing I've ever been involved in terms of gathering evidence or taking pictures of crime scenes. So I guess I assume there's a different sort of protocol, like it's being done on a different device, or if it is done on a personal phone, it's wiped pretty quick and moved where it needs to go. Why would it be there?
Not anyone I can think of. I mean, I'm sure that people that do it can come up with every kind of rationalization they want to rationalize inappropriate behavior. I've done searches in the FBI, and the protocols we had in place to conduct the search were extremely thorough. There's 10, you know, the photographers that are on site are using FBI Bureau photography equipment. Mm-hmm. That stuff is purchased by the Bureau. It's professional. It is, and it's, you are trained on how to be a photographer for a crime scene. And that evidence is only handled, the photographic evidence is, there's a chain of custody for photographic evidence.
Sure.
It's not on personal cell phones.
Yeah.
There is major ramification. I remember even way back when you and I have talked about my involvement in 9/11.
Yeah.
When the first couple of days of 9/11, we were told, every agent, you cannot take photographs of the site, of anything. I'd already had a disposable camera. I took some photographs of going up and down, you know, the West Side Highway. But we were told everyone cease and desist because it's a crime scene. And all these things need to be done with a chain of custody, appropriateness, and also consideration for, most importantly, for the victims, mm-hmm. for just these things. And so there's a lot of reasons why that action was completely wrong and inappropriate.
It's scary. I mean, the fact that he accidentally posted, I don't believe he did it on purpose. I don't think anyone would try to do that on purpose.
I agree.
But at the same point, the fact that it was there, I mean, I would imagine, you know, almost all of us, I think in the last, you know, 20 some years of having cell phones have lost a cell phone at some point in time, accidentally. The fact that all those images would be there and somebody could get to them, and God knows where they could go beyond just him accidentally posting it. That's really scary. But it makes you wonder just kind of how lax are the rules in certain places. And hopefully this is a wake-up call for them to really buckle down on that. Take a look at everybody's phone. Make sure that that stuff isn't there, so there's not another accidental posting of a crime scene. And an active investigation with something like this that did take place with him posting that. Do you see it in any way affecting the case at all, or just kind of a, you know, oops, my God, we really got to not do that?
I don't think it'll affect the case. Hopefully not. Because it was just really dumb. The problem is that since it was done at the top, the behavior indicates to the people below you that it's appropriate behavior. And so I wonder what other officers and deputies actually might have stuff on it as well.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.